What's the difference between a good artist and a great one? Graphic artist Austin Kleon likes to quote T.S. Eliot, "Good artists copy, great artists steal."
I was shocked myself to find out how many artists really use that term, stealing. And it's not just artists, it's people of all fields. Someone like Steve Jobs or Kobe Bryant, he talks about stealing basketball moves when he was watching tapes when he was young. Someone like Francis Ford Coppola will say, you steal when you're younger, and then you add something new to the pot, and then pretty soon people are stealing from you. The whole concept of originality is kind of an invention of the 19th century. We really don't have this idea of a lone creative genius until the Romanticists really come along. Before someone had a genius, or they had geniuses that kind of like guided their lives. But then when Romanticism comes around, we have this idea that there's like this person that's kind of ordained by the gods with this unique creative ability. Actually, nothing comes from nowhere. All these creative geniuses that we think of, they were all thieves and they all borrowed liberally and they took things and they reworked them, and their genius, if you can call it that, is actually the way that they take their influences and gave us something new. What happens is after you start gathering your influences, then you start copying. We're talking about learning the moves. As you try to copy these heroes, you start realizing that you're not quite built like them. You have to make adjustments. You start combining them. You take something from one hero and you take something from the other, and pretty soon you have this kind of Frankenstein monster of your work. And then part of your job is to start transforming that monster into something smooth, something that kind of stands on its own. My big thing that I tell young artists is that you are a mashup of what you let into your life. And that actually comes from something my mother used to say to me, which used to drive me insane. She used to say, garbage in and garbage out.
Love.
There's a DJ named DJ Spooky, and he says, as a DJ, you're only going to be as good as your record collection. So what that means is, as an artist or a young artist, you're only going to be as good as the stuff you're surrounding yourself with. And that includes not only the books you read, the art you look at, your teachers, but it also includes your environment, where you choose to live, your friends. It's everything. You're literally a mashup of what you let into your life.
Austin Kleon is a writer and artist living in Austin, Texas. He's the author of Newspaper Blackout and Steal Like an Artist. Did you recognize some of those cuts? There were dozens of them, from classical music to jazz to hip-hop. The list, well, it's too long to read here, but we have videos of lots of them on our website at ttbook.org.